Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon. Hey everyone, I'm Drex and this is the 2-Minute Drill. We do at least three hot stories at least two times a week, all part of one great community, the 229 Cyber and Risk Community here at This Week Health. This is mostly plain English and mostly non-technical, so it's easy to share with other folks in your organization. I'm really glad you're with me today. Here's some of the stuff you might want to know about. First up, there's been a lot of M&A activity over the past couple of years, but this one came as a real surprise over the weekend. The Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society, or HIMSS, has reached a tentative agreement to acquire the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives, also known as CHIME. The new organization will go by the acronym CHIMS, and reports have it that the new CHIMS CEO will be Ed Marks. Also today, the leader of ALF-V, aka Black Cat, the e-crime cyber syndicate claiming responsibility for the Change Healthcare cyber event, has been identified. Her name is Nika Okashi. Okashi was indicted on Saturday by the FBI on 14 different charges. A spokesman for the FBI who asked not to be identified said that he was surprised when he found out Okashi was an actual Black Cat, a Japanese national with a short tail who directs the gang from the back room of a sake bar outside of the tech city of Shinjuku. Next, I'd like to say I'm humbled and honored that after only 2 months and less than two dozen episodes, the 2-Minute Drill has been awarded the Golden Orby Award for being the only show named the 2-Minute Drill that's never actually been 2 minutes long. Again, we're really touched, and I want to thank everyone who voted for making the award possible and the team here at This Week Health for making the show a reality multiple times a week. And finally, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation last week prohibiting people under the age of 14 from having social media accounts. In an attempt to one-up Florida, the state of Colorado has just introduced a law that would ban anyone over the age of 50 from Facebook if they fall for any of those hoax copy and paste scams, like the one where you copy and paste some text and it resets your system and you get all your friends back, or the one where you declare copyright ownership of your photographs so that Mark Zuckerberg can't steal them. Stop doing that. Scammers actually search for those text strings to find you, and that helps them realize that you're a gullible target for their next meal. So just stop doing that. By the way, that last part's the only part in this report that's really true. Happy April Fool's Day. I hope this is one of the best Mondays ever. Keep having fun, but stay a little paranoid. I'll see you around campus.